Welcome back, LFU, to a brand new Lads pre-match pod, the correct way to start your match day. Either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or even if you're sat at home, we have all the pre-match conversation at you that LFU needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And today, it's Burnley at home. Something that's kind of turned into an important game after the weekend. So, let's talk about what happened last week. Of course, FA Cup semi-final, high spirits. We thought, do you know what? Leeds United might do something good at Wembley for once. Well, how wrong were we? A really poor performance, disappointing at Wembley once again, reminiscent of that playoff final a few years ago. Wembley just isn't our place. It doesn't seem it at all. Let's hear what I had to say straight after the game, though.
Leeds United, 0, Chelsea, 1. I mean, one of those, innit? You just... Did we expect to win? Probably not, no. I'm not too fussed about winning or losing. I was just happy we got to Wembley in the first place. However, it is just disappointing. This is two occasions now where we've been at Wembley, playoff final being one of them, and of course this one being one of them. And our players just haven't turned up. Like, no player looked like they wanted it today. No one was grabbing it by the scruff of the neck and trying to drag us through this match. Don't get me wrong, we can complain about Chelsea time wasting, but at the same time, we also had some mega chances to actually take the lead. For example, Brendan Aaronson, one-on-one, through on goal, somehow doesn't score. Calvert-Lewin header somehow doesn't score that. We had so many problems with ourselves, but that's just it at the end of the day. We got to a semi-final. We can be happy with ourselves. Let's just stay in this bloody league now. Come on, Leeds.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not necessarily that we lost. It's the manner that we lost, you know? If we got a goal and we went out with the battle, I'd be sat here and I'd be fine with it. You know, it's an FA Cup semi-final against Chelsea, who have a £2 billion squad. They were time-wasting all the way through that second half, being little cheaters as well, doing that thing once again as soon as we've grown into the game. You know, the first 10 minutes of that second half, we actually looked very good. Stack had that early effort about 2 minutes in, which forced a great save from Sanchez. But, you know, this thing again of goalkeepers going down, something needs to be done about it. And, you know, big respect for Ampadu to going and standing in the middle of their team talk. Honestly, if that happens again to us, that's what we need to do. We just need to go stand around their team talk, sack our side. Like, we don't have to go over to Daniel Fart to get some tactics because we're playing well. We're playing fine. Let's go stand around the other opposition. And if they kick off about it, let it be. They're cheating. They're the one taking their keeper down so they can go have a team talk because we're whooping the backsides. Honest to God, like, as soon as we go to Wembley, we just become a deer in headlights. Like, the way we've been playing recently, maybe bar Bournemouth, we've been playing well. We've actually been playing some good football. And I was going into that semi-final thinking, hang on a second, if we put in a performance like we did against the scum, we could actually be fine here. But that just didn't happen. We just hide at Wembley. There's nothing good coming from it. Like, we haven't even scored a goal in our past four attempts at Wembley. That's a new record. And that's just Leeds, that, isn't it? It's absolutely insane. Just no battle seemed like it was coming out of the lads. And it was such a poor performance, you know. On a stage like that, you've got to show some grit and determination, you know. It's against Chelsea as well. Like, come on, throw in a couple of tackles. Who cares if you get a yellow card? Throw in some hard challenges on them. Make them scared. Make it difficult for them. Because the fans will. Like, don't get me wrong, I don't think the atmosphere was that great, to be honest with you. I don't think it was amazing. We probably could have done a lot better as fans, but we can only react to what we're seeing on the pitch. And on the pitch, it was a poor performance, which had no grit, no fight. What are we supposed to do with that? We're watching 11 players out there be like deer in headlights again at Wembley. Like, come on. It's just so poor from Leeds. Absolutely no battle once again at Wembley. It's something we need to sort out. Like, I mean, hopefully we can get back to Wembley because obviously it's a good day out. It's good fun. And usually when you're there, it means something's good happening to you. So it'd just be nice for us to actually have a good performance at Wembley for once instead of just freezing when we're there and forgetting how to play football. It's just so frustrating. It was such a frustrating game watching our team just stand there and not do anything. Like, it's a rivalry game. We're playing Chelsea. Come on, Leeds. Do something about that. It was so, so poor. But we'll move on to the Merv Awards now. Let's go and rank the players out of 10. Right, Merv Awards time. We'll go through and rank every single player out of 10, man. At the end of the season, of course, we'll add up all the scores. And whoever is the winner, the highest score, is the Merv Award winner of the season. So let's just get snuck straight into it. It's not a good ratings, this one, because like I've been saying, we just disappear at Wembley. We just turn into an absolutely awful team. So we'll start off with Perry in goal. I've given him a 6. I don't think there was much he could have done about the Chelsea goal. I don't think he had insane amount to do as well. He didn't really pull out any impressive saves. Perry gets a 6, just a standard game, really. Nothing much coming from him. Jaden Bogle, he had a poor performance, which was very strange of him. He gets a 5. Pascal Strike gets a 4. He was at fault for their goal. You know, losing the ball in that position. I don't even know how you tackle a player then proceed to lose the ball about 1 second later. Absolutely insane from him. Biol, he gets a 5 as well. The back line just didn't perform that well. Justin, 5. Goodmanson, 6. Some nice bits of play on that left-hand side from Goodmanson, but once again, defensively, we just did not look strong whatsoever, and their goal wasn't really that good. It was just a simple ball into the box and an Enzo Fernandez header. Moving on into the midfield, Ampadu, 6. Played all right. He's probably getting a bit of a bonus point because of what he did standing in that Chelsea team talk. But again, if there's a player I want to grab, the game by the scruff of its neck, it's Ethan Ampadu. But he just didn't do that. It was quite disappointing. Tanaka, he gets a 4. It was just a very poor performance from him. I didn't even realise he was on the pitch at times. Brendan Aaronson, 3. I mean, that one-on-one says it all. You know, if we score that, we probably get through to the final and we get loads of confidence in us. The fans will be in full voice after that. You've got to score that. Just a wet chance, a wet shot. I mean, you can maybe interpret it as a good save from Sanchez, but it's inexcusable. He was through on goal, no players around him. He should be scoring that. Moving on to the front two, DCL, 4. He had a great chance with a header. Probably should have scored that, looking to get it back across goal, you know, into that far corner instead of straight at Sanchez, a golden opportunity. Okafor, 5, just didn't do much. He didn't do anything absolutely awful, but he didn't do anything amazing. Just a bog-standard average game from him. Nemecha, 4, came on. I couldn't even tell you if he was on the pitch, to be honest. Longstaff, 5, again, just didn't have a lot of time to impact the game. Rodon, 5, he's probably still getting up to match fitness, so it'd be nice to see him maybe play today against Burnley. Nonto, he gets a 5 as well. Same thing, came on, just didn't do an awful lot. Stat gets a 6, he came on and we actually looked exciting. You know, we had that chance early on and it looked like we were getting forwards, and it was until Chelsea just started that cheating and time wasting. It just killed off the game for us. It just really did kill it off for us. But once again, a disappointing result at Wembley, a disappointing performance. Leeds really need to sort it out at Wembley. Right then, let's move on from all that bad stuff about Sunday's FA Cup semi-final. And let's talk about today's match. Farke's pre-match press conference. Injuries-wise, well, there's quite a few injuries. Goodmanson is out for the next two. He was really struggling on that left-hand side. Wanted to be brought off, but of course, we had 5 subs used, so he had to stay on the pitch and see it out. And we've had to lose him for the next two games, which is really disappointing. Okafor is also a doubt for today, and Biol likewise is a doubt for today as well, which is quite frustrating, especially against Burnley. Let's go into the starting 11. So who would I go for? Darlow, Bogle, Strike, Rodon, Bornau, and Justin make up the back 5. Ampadu, Stack, Aronson make up that midfield 3, and the Metra and DCL up front. Of course, it doesn't really help with all the injuries and stuff, but I think that's the best 11 that we can put out in the situation they're in. And I think Daniel Farke will do exactly the same, to be honest. I think Stack does need to get back into the side. Came on, played well. We actually looked pretty exciting for about 15 minutes in that second half until Chelsea obviously did their tactical team talk and tried killing off the game, which, to be fair, worked for them. Can't really complain too much. I'd be expecting us to do the same if we were 1-0 up at Wembley, but it's just a cruel game. A really, really cruel game. Now, score predictions-wise, today, it is a big game. If you look at it, we're 6 points away from safety. We still have Tottenham and West Ham to play. And to be honest with you, LFU, I'm not confident that we'll get a result against Tottenham and West Ham. I'm really not. I know Tottenham are very poor. However, it's just going to be an extremely difficult game away from home. Likewise with West Ham as well. Final day of the season. They're probably going to have something to battle for. Hopefully we're safe by then, but I'm just not full of confidence for those two games. So today is extremely important. If we get 3 points, I'd like to think we're safe. We can go ahead of Newcastle. We can get onto 43 points, and there's no way we can go down on 43 points, which could be famous last words. However, I do think a team is probably going to go down on 40 points this season. That's my thinking. Burnley, annoyingly, have sacked Scott Parker. Well, not really sacked. It was a mutual agreement to leave, which is quite frustrating because they were playing extremely poor and it's just that thing of a new manager bounce now. Regardless if it's a backup manager, just like an assistant that's going to take the reins of the game, because as we saw against Chelsea, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They won 1-0. They put in an okay performance against us. They weren't even that great, to be honest, but they had a backup manager. It wasn't a main one. However, we can get a result today. We've got to remember, this is a Burnley side who have been really, really poor this season. Like, extremely poor, to the point where Wolves are catching up. They will have something to fight for. Of course, they're relegated. However, they don't want to finish bottom and let Wolves overtake them, who have been such an awful team this season. We can do it. We do need a turnaround performance. The players really need to switch on today and get those 3 points. And if they do, I think it's going to be a 3-1 win. I think we can go past Burnley. We can beat them. It's at home. Let's get a great atmosphere on a Friday night at Elland Road. And I think we can do them if we really wanted to. Let's just beat them. And it'll be such an important 3 points. I'm going for 3-1 win to Leeds United. Now then, let's hear Dad's view. Of course, you've heard me talk about all the pre-match conversation. Let's see what Dad has to say ahead of today's game against Burnley.
I almost feel like this is up there as one of the biggest games of the season now, just because of how everything has panned out in recent time, more so than the full season and the games we've had. But right now, this is a biggie, and I don't think we can underestimate how important 3 points would be for us tonight. I don't think we can afford to drop, knowing what's beyond this game as a line of fixtures. The lineup is, I don't think, will be much different, except for obviously the left back is out now for at least two games. I could really have done with Goods at left back. However, this team, and it's kind of hard to recall because of all the noise of Wembley and the day that it was, but certainly looking at the highlights, when you look at the stats, we were pretty good in that second half against a team that absolutely with their squad should be doing better than they are, and they stepped up much more as we all experienced. But I think we should have enough to beat a managerless Burnley, and I'm going to go 3-0. I think we could do it convincingly. I think we can step up to the occasion. Friday night, Elland Road, this could be great, and what a 3 points it'll be. And then we can kind of hopefully take a breath and go, yeah, we've done enough. I still think at this point, before the game tonight, we need another 4 points. Tonight is when we get 3 points, and then we'll absolutely pick up another point over the next while. And that could be Brighton at home. Who knows? That could be a win even. Tottenham will be fun. That could be a point, but it's all about tonight. 3 points tonight, and we can all breathe very, very easily without the weight on our shoulders. 3-0 leads.
Yeah, we are expecting a bounce back tonight. It has to happen. Of all games, it's against Burnley, a team that we can easily get 3 points from. We need a bounce back tonight. I agree with Dad there. Two similar score predictions as well. He's going with us getting a clean sheet. I'm going for a 3-1. But tonight does feel like an extremely important game. And it's kind of disappointing it's reached that point because it shouldn't really. You know, we're on 40 points. We should kind of be safe. But just the way the league is looking right now and the teams that are picking up points, a lot of pressure is starting to build up. So tonight is a huge game. Like Dad said, 3 points, and we can all breathe, and hopefully that means that we're safe in the Premier League. Right then, thank you very much, LFU. Remember, make sure to follow socials, Lad to Leeds on Instagram and X. If you're off to the game today, go have fun at Elland Road. Let's make it an absolute cauldron, and let's make it grim for Burnley, and hopefully the boys can come away with 3 points. If you're staying at home, off to the pub, listening to the radio, have a cracking time, whatever you do in LFU. And let's go and get 3 points, which hopefully confirms our safety in the Premier League. Well, not numerically, but we could be 9 points clear. We could be 8 points clear by the end of the weekend with 3 games to go, which isn't a bad thing whatsoever. So come on, Leeds, get the 3 points today. Let's make it a good one against Burnley tonight on a Friday night at Elland Road.